It takes an extraordinary team to embark on an extraordinary mission. WealthVest presents the 99 Best Marketing Ideas, a podcast dedicated to bringing financial advisors the most cutting-edge marketing strategies. Listen in as your fellow advisors share their top ideas to help you conquer your marketing needs.
Hello and welcome to another 99 Best Ideas podcast brought to you by WealthVest. Our guest today is George Gonzalez. He's the president and co-founder of Era Business Solutions. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that we bring people on who are doing something fundamentally unique and different. And even better, a lot of times we're bringing on somebody who can offer what they're doing either from an advice standpoint or from a back office standpoint or from a mentoring standpoint or a consulting standpoint to you directly. And we're going to cover a lot of that today with George. So George, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's, before we really dive into what really truly makes you unique and different, would you mind giving us a little bit of your story on how you became a financial advisor and why in God's name you chose this profession?
Sure. 1987 was the year. And it was a very difficult year for many people for many reasons. So I got involved working in church with a group of men that they were looking for guidance in many areas. So I soon realized that the financial education was one of the needs that most people need to get or to obtain through their, you know, throughout their lives. So I developed a passion to share knowledge in an easy-to-understand process and provide solutions and help people to fulfill their goals, dreams, and objectives.
So what are you doing right now that is separating you from other advisors in your area, and what truly makes you unique and different?
Well, I've been blessed to be able to create a business alliance partnership. Some people tend to call that network with other professionals. And I really, what I really enjoy is to engage in the process of making our practice, and I'm talking about the all the professionals that are in this network, a one-stop shop. And this way, we are able to bring a true holistic approach, if you will, to financial services.
How are you getting the word out? How are you getting in front of more and more people to be able to do exactly what you were just saying there?
No problem. I basically have created some systems, some processes. I partnered with a company in Boise, Idaho, by the name of Seaway Marketing. They are amazing when it comes to provide with different platforms for me to be able to engage and bring other professionals to join our network of professionals to our business alliance partnership.
And you do something very different when it comes to the planning process. When you're looking at the holistic, the whole picture, one of the reasons why you were referred to us is because of a specific strategy or a set of strategies that really is bringing you not just some notoriety, but separating you from the other advisors down the street. Would you mind sharing some of that with us?
Absolutely. It was about 2.5 years ago that I got a phone call from a very good friend of mine who happens to be the president of Seaway Marketing, the company that I was just describing to you. And he started talking to me about a concept. If I was helping my clients to mitigate the increasing cost of healthcare in retirement. And at the beginning, I didn't really know what he was talking about. And then he basically told me about Irma. And as you know, I am based out in Florida. And Irma, to me, in 2017, was the name of a storm that hit and devastated, you know, some of the Caribbean islands, as well as a good portion of the South Florida and Southwest Florida region. And in 2018, IRMA, which stands for Income Related to the Monthly Adjusted Amount, was basically enforced to reduce the income brackets for people that are retired collecting Social Security, and to increase the cost of the Medicare premiums that these people are going to have to pay, in essence, for the rest of their life. Because as you probably know, there is no other way to access the health system in this country if, because it's mandatory. I mean, number one, it's mandatory. And number two, because there are not many insurance companies left that they would like to provide with health coverage for people beyond age 65. So I have partnered, like I said before, with, you know, with Seaway Marketing, and we have created a full selling system and have become a specialist firm on this particular subject matter. We have created an online institute. We have a software that is, it was designed to basically illustrate, manage, and monitor, and more important than that, update any changes in legislation. And we teach the advisors, such as attorneys, CPAs, on how to make us, the financial advisor, the financial professional, an extension of their team, of their practice. We also provide with the necessary tools to get, you know, easily to get in front of them. And we have done a number of prearranged solutions that could be implemented by our colleagues in any distribution channel, whether we work with the independent channel, the wirehouses, the banks, etc. And lastly, we provide with a lead generation program that has extremely high closing ratio opportunity for those that are looking to grow their practice year after year. The process that most Americans are going to go through, it's called Medicare means testing. In essence, what it means, the more income that you get, the more taxes you're going to have to pay for the cost of Medicare. And there is a very easy equation when it comes to talk about numbers game. The numbers game, is basically because there are about 10,000 baby boomers that are retiring in this country every day. We continue to be at that pace. By the end of the year 2025, we're going to have around 76 million baby boomers retired, and they hold, whether we like it or not, a lot of the assets that are retirement assets, and they're having a very comfortable income by withdrawing some of that money from those retirement accounts that every financial advisor or CPA has recommended that they try to max fund, because you're getting a tax deduction, you know, in the process. So when these people are receiving the income, the situation is going to be that this income is going to be considered in the calculation for IRMA. And of course, it could be subject to other types of taxes, you know, as well. So with our program, we are able to illustrate, manage, and control, because we have designed different structural strategies that will make this income tax-free, not only for IRMA, but literally do it tax-free the way that the rich and famous in this country have done it for years. Because it's not a secret, at least I don't think it is a secret, that the rich and famous, the Rockefellers, the Onassis, the Kennedys, so far and so forth, you know, they are the people that pay the least amount of taxes. And we're bringing some of these unique strategies, you know, to the regular person that is going to be subject, or that can lose a bulk of the retirement assets if they do not do planning properly.
You literally hit on every piece of a pain point for a financial services professional. You have education, you've got lead generation, you've got a software program, and a way to nurture centers of influence. I mean, George, that is about the most complete program I've ever heard of.
I'm glad. I'm really glad. We've been putting a lot of resources and energy, and without the ensemble of the team of professionals that we have, we wouldn't be able to get where we are today.
Now, I want to switch gears just a smidge, and then we're going to come back so that all of our listeners can reach out to you and find out how they can engage these services more directly through you. But I want to learn a little bit more about what makes you tick, because obviously by creating this very, very complete system, you have an internal drive that makes you different than the advisor or, well, really almost human down the street. What does keep you so focused? How did you get all of this stuff done? I mean, do you, just help us with that, whether it's mindset, whether it's whatever, how have you gotten to this point in your life?
Well, through my almost 32 years in this blessed profession, I have worn many different hats in the industry. I've been blessed to have participated and collaborated with Fortune 500 and Fortune 100 companies throughout my career. And I have worn many hats, like I said before, and I have developed many very strong relationships in the process. By doing this, I've been, again, you know, be able to differentiate myself from most of the financial advisors to really look for different ways that I can bring a unique value add to my customers. And it didn't really happen or it didn't really hit me until my own mother approached me and she came and she says, you know what? I'm not rich. I'm getting an income. I'm getting a Social Security check. And all of a sudden, and this happened, by the way, in 2016, at the end of 2016, beginning of 2017, and she said to me, do you know why am I getting less of the money that I have on my Social Security check? By that time, I had already, you know, started the conversation with our friends at Seaway Marketing, but I wasn't really familiar, you know, with the whole concept. And the point is that the cost for Medicare is going to be deducted from your Social Security check. So my mother was getting actually less money because without her knowing, she went to a different income bracket, just based on the fact that her money that she had on the 401k was making a better return. And for the fact that she went to a casino and she won a jackpot that was able to trigger, you know, additional taxes that she will have to pay at the end of the year on her tax return. So every time your income level goes above $1, hence the most important letter on the word IRMA, it's monthly, you could be subject to get a reduction or get applied that surcharge that is going to reduce your income significantly.
This sounds incredibly complex. Let's talk a little bit about the software and how the software can help the people who use it have a deeper, more engaging conversation with their clients, because this stuff is pretty darn complex.
Sure. Well, with this software, it was basically designed to help us identify what the potential liability of the person will be based on the fact of where are their assets invested in. So let me tell you about the difference between IRMA income and the income that most of our clients will receive. So IRMA income is going to be any income that people will receive from their qualified plans. Let's call it 401k, 403b, SEP, simples, from your IRAs, from your pension, including your wages, your rental income, including also your, you know, municipalities, even if you have capital gains, even if you sell your own property and you have capital gains, you know, taxes that you're going to be using, or that you get those capital gains and you use them for income, every single item that I just described, plus, you know, your brokerage account and even your Social Security check, will be included into the IRMA calculation. But that's not really the bigger problem. The bigger problem is that you can get to those brackets faster if you are a single person. And most people that enter into retirement, when they enter into retirement, they're going to be married. And then one of the two siblings or one of the two or husband and wife will pass away. Then you have the same assets, you have the same income, if you will, but now it's going to be reduced to only one person. And that's when the problem really, really becomes not able to be managed. So with the software, we are able to illustrate the problem as we are reallocating or restructuring some of these assets that are taxable in a place where we're going to put them to reduce or to reconfigure them for greater value and make it tax-free. The software comes as an essential tool in order for us to be able to monitor the progress on how we are reducing, you know, the level of taxation or the level of cost that the client is paying, you know, for that. There is another huge, you know, situation that happens with the software. If you ask your average client, most of them, they don't really know how much money you're going to get from Social Security. So with this software, we are able to link ourselves directly to the Social Security Administration. And by just inputting very simple information, we are able to retrieve, you know, with an exact number on what the approximate amount is going to be for the person if they start receiving the Social Security income at a certain age.
I can see how this would benefit relationships with centers of influence, too. Would you mind? I mean, this is almost like the holy grail, for lack of a better description, of what most financial services professionals want to get to in their career. So, George, how do you use these tools to deepen the relationship and truly become a partner with these centers of influence?
Most financial advisors, unfortunately, they make several mistakes when approaching the CPA or the tax attorney or the estate planning attorney professional. One of the biggest mistakes is that they come and they try to concentrate on their clients or on the book of business rather than concentrate on the professional. We do it way different because we ourselves need to go through certification process, if you will, in order for us to learn what are those strategies that whether we're using a trust, whether we're using a different legal, you know, structure, or maybe we need to use PPA, a third party administrator, to be able to do the reporting timely so we can literally, you know, get the blessing from the government in order for us to allocate these assets on a place that the government knows that they're not going to get, you know, any taxes, you know, today or in the future. We concentrate on the professional. So the professional actually, it's grateful because they become the CPA or the attorney in their area that it talks about the increasing cost of healthcare in retirement. And also it helps with a value add on his own assets and with the own professionals that work at the same time at the firm in order for them to be able to do it for themselves. Because if you're planning to retire and you're planning to receive Social Security benefits, you need to apply for Medicare. There is not an option. And the cost for Medicare, like I said before, is going to come out of your Social Security check. And if you don't apply for Medicare, then there are penalties that will be applied on top of the surcharge that you could be subject to in the event that you get hit by going beyond the threshold on any of the income brackets.
If you had, to wrap up today's podcast, George, if you had one piece of advice that you could pass on to new advisors or new agents, what would it be?
I will suggest to become a specialist, not a generalist, early on in your career. And you really need to find a couple of target markets or niche markets, and you need to work those markets deeply instead of widely. One of the biggest advantages is that in my market, 93% of the people that I talk to, they have never heard about Irma. And this is a situation that it happens to be true all over, you know, all over the country. So if I can become the specialist when it comes to reducing your potential tax liability and cost, you know, with your accounts, even though you're getting the same level of income or higher, then I did my job. And no matter what I do, the cost for Medicare is mandatory, and there will always be a cost. So in essence, my best piece of advice for a new advisor will be become a specialist, go at it, no matter how hard it will become, include part of your time to become that specialist that people are going to look after, because in the medical field, specialists will actually be able to do a lot more things and a lot more money than just a traditional general doctor.
George, what's the best way for our listeners to reach out to you to find out more about how they can engage your services?
Perfect. My email address, it is Jorge, spells J-O-R-G-E, at E-R-A, B as in boy, I, Z as in zebra, solutions.com. And my cell number is 954-736-9098. You can also go to my website, which is www.erabsandboyizsolutions.com.
And we'll make sure that we have those links to all that information in the show notes. So make sure that you go ahead and check out your show notes. George, thank you so much for enlightening us on this and giving us your wisdom today.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to, you know, our next conversation. Thanks again for having me.
If you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And if you know another financial services professional who would like to know this information, you should probably share it with them. It is your professional duty to do so, and it's also just a really nice thing. Also, if you have not reached out to your local WealthFest rep recently, make sure that you do that, because they have ideas like this in their hip pocket all the time. One of the reasons why we're so happy to have partnered with WealthFest is because they just bring such great information to all the financial services professionals when it comes to proven marketing ideas. For everybody at Era Business Solutions and WealthFest, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of WealthFest or Top Advisor Marketing. The mere appearance of content on the site does not constitute an endorsement by WealthFest or Top Advisor Marketing. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. WealthFest or Top Advisor Marketing do not make any representation or warranties with respect to the accuracy, applicability, fitness, or completeness of the content. WealthFest or Top Advisor Marketing does not warrant the performance, effectiveness, or applicability of any sites listed or linked to any content. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning.